Hello and welcome back to the second episode of Sports Stop Football Edition. This is for the Thursday game, and I want to start out with a little announcement. I spent last week outsourcing the podcast, and we are now on YouTube, Podomatic, Stitcher, and iTunes. So if you can do me a big favor, go ahead and comment, like, favorite, share, retweet, whatever you need to do to spread the word for the podcast. Once again, I'm joined here by my brother to go over the Thursday game. Go ahead and say hello.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, man? How was your first week of fantasy football?
Half and half on my teams. Well, they mostly all underperformed, but
Yeah.
one half lost the other half. So.
Yeah, that's the same with me in both my leagues. I was hoping to win both of them, but Calvin Johnson ended up screwing me late in the last game. So, what do you say, man? You want to go ahead and get into this Thursday game?
Yeah.
All right. It's Pittsburgh at Baltimore on Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern time. First, I want to tell you a little bit about the weather. It says it's going to be a 70% chance of rain, so that could make a big difference in the game, and it could stop passing downs and everything like that. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about the injury reports because there ain't much into it. And then we'll go into breaking down the game. For Pittsburgh, there's a whole lot of non-injury related set outs of practice, so there's nothing really to worry about there. In Baltimore, they've got their nickel cornerback is questionable for the game, Ladarius Webb. And other than that, there's pretty much nothing. How do you feel about that?
No. No,
Nothing
no.
to worry about. All
No.
right, let's go ahead and start breaking down the game. We're going to go into the fantasy impact. Let's start off with the quarterbacks. Big Ben is projected to score 21 points out of 100, and Joe Flacco's projected to get 15.
Well, Big Ben, well, they both seem the point wise to be correct. I'd go with them. Joe Flacco just doesn't have really all that many weapons. He's got two decent tight ends, which would be a good red zone thing, but I don't see him getting much pulled off of him since he really doesn't have a running back now with the Ray Ross thing. Big Ben, he's got a decent running back, has a strong game. Actually has two decent running backs, but Bell had a really good game last week. I expect that to pretty much continue. So I see that opening up the wide receivers quite a bit for
And
fantasy.
Blount vultured a touchdown last week, but since you're talking about Ray Rice getting kicked off the team and they're not having much of a running game, let's go ahead and talk about them real quick. Le'Veon Bell is supposed to score 15. Now I'm going to go ahead and say LeGarrette Blount, but he's only listed at 2. That means I'm going to have to say 2 for the Ravens. It'll be Bernard Pierce at 7 and Justin Forsett the same at 7. How do you feel about any of those running backs in this game? And remember, there's a 70% chance of rain, so they might have to rely a little bit more on the run game.
Well, I expect them. Yeah, I also agree they'll have to rely a bit more on the run game, just a little bit, not much. Still expect Flacco to throw the ball around. He had 62 attempts last game, which is freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
That was a lot of attempts, but I mean, the only offense that they really had was a deep bomb to Steve Smith.
yeah, and I expect that to be pretty much the same, except for little dink and dunk passes to the tight ends. So I don't know if they stay just sticking with the throwing to the tight ends and whatnot, because I mean he targeted Dennis Pitta 10 times, or he had 10 receptions. Owen Daniels had 4. I mean he's hitting his tight ends, and those aren't very hard passes. So
Yeah.
if he continues to do something along those lines, they're still going to put it in the air, and Forsett's not going to see too much action if he gets stopped at the line.
But here's the big question right here: is the Ravens going to be able to stop the Steelers passing game? Because they got Antonio Brown projected to get 13, Marcus Wheaton, the rookie, projected to get 7. But on the Ravens side, they got Torrey Smith with 7 and Steve Smith with 5. So they're really downplaying the Ravens wide receiving core.
And for good reason. Steve Smith's getting up there in age. Torrey Smith, he's really off and on. He's just a deep threat most of the time. You don't see him doing any crossing patterns or anything like that. So and I don't really see them getting too much. As for Pittsburgh, though, even Bale caught quite a bit of passes out of the backfield, so that'll keep the defense pretty honest about stuff. And yeah, I expect Pittsburgh to do quite a bit better on the receiving end.
Yeah, I agree. I almost see it kind of a sweep for Pittsburgh, except for at the tight end position. We got Heath Miller projected to get 9 points and Dennis Pitta to get 10. And I feel like Heath Miller's a little bit lofty to say 9 points.
Yeah, that's probably putting it a bit too high. They have too many good receivers and good enough running backs to really put too much weight into a tight end for them. As the Ravens, though, they'll probably rely on them quite a bit. They got 2 pretty decent tight ends, so they'll keep using them now that they don't have a running back.
They almost have to, yeah. I mean, Dennis Pitta is probably their best receiver. They missed him last year, and they're probably glad that he's back. Now that we're done with all that, let's go ahead and talk about the odds real quick. Vegas has it listed as Baltimore -3, so they're favored in this game by 3 points, and the over-under is set at 44. What do you think about that?
With a 70% chance of rain, I don't really see it getting that high points.
See, I was
so I'll probably call it under on that one. Odds wise, I'm going to take Pittsburgh outright as well. They didn't seem like a much. We just had this conversation. They obviously seem like a much better offense wise.
Yeah.
Ravens defense. Let's see how they do against Cincinnati. I guess that was a pretty decent team.
Yeah, Cincinnati wasn't bad, but I mean, their defense played pretty well in that game. AJ Green, of course, got away with a 68-yard touchdown or something like that. But other than that, they played a pretty good game. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, gave up a lot of points to the Cleveland Browns in the second half. So their defense could be really spotty this year. Who knows for sure?
Yeah, and Cleveland didn't even have their biggest threat on the field, so.
Are you talking about Josh Gordon? I almost thought you were going to say Johnny Manziel, but. Josh Gordon, no. I was like, what? Johnny Manziel?
Well, that too. That too. Their best weapons off the field.
Yeah. I guess you can call him a weapon. I don't think he should be seeing the field. Yeah, man. You already kind of alluded to it to where I was picking Pittsburgh outright. I feel like this is a good number to go with. And I feel like all the way down the board from the skill positions, the Steelers are so much better. So I think they can cover those 3, or I think Pittsburgh will win outright, not cover. And I agree with you. I'll take the under on points, but I don't feel as confident with that pick. I feel like Pittsburgh's going to win no matter what, but I think it's going to be like a 24-17 game, but it could be higher scoring. I mean, the defenses for both teams really ain't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, that's true. This is a old rivalry going back since I was a kid. Usually a hard defensively fought game, just pounding it out on each other. Now they've both kind of changed their offenses. They're more of passing teams than they are of running. And the defenses on both teams have really slipped under what the proud heritage they came into.
Yeah, man, and you can almost say that about any team, but definitely with these, there used to always be a powerhouse there. And the Steelers really hasn't showed up in the past couple of years. And then Baltimore, after Ray Lewis retired, that leadership kind of is just gone away, and they really can't stop anybody anymore, which that's par for the NFL nowadays.
Unless you're like the Seahawks or something right now.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're completely stacked on defense. Yeah. Well, man, I enjoyed it, and that's going to go ahead and be the Thursday edition of this week, and we'll go ahead and get another one on Friday. I'll see y'all later. Peace.